The name of the fossil we shall be describing today is stromatolite rock. I say rock because, as you can see in my hand, it is a massive rock. Let me show you close up. Stromatolites consist of cyanobacteria. Cyanobacteria is the name given to the most complex bacterial group in the world. We can think of them as single-celled factories that perform photosynthesis and nitrogen fixation that give rise to fertilizer, in other words. In thin layers, let me show you a cross-section, they constitute stromatolite rock. I don't think it was bright enough. Let me show you from closer up. Yes, that's right. Now, these fossils that so resemble rocks were unearthed in the U.S. state of Michigan and are 2.1 billion years old. They are the strongest evidence that life was around 2.1 billion years ago. These fossils answer the question of when life began. We have a timetable for life going back between 3.5 to 3.8 billion years ago. The first components of this cyanobacteria are known as leptoligmia. Cyanobacteria are bacteria capable by themselves of meeting 30% of the Earth's atmospheric oxygen requirements. They may also be called green seaweed or blue-green algae. They can live in fresh water or by the seashore. They either live on the surface or else possess the ability to dive down and rise up again, like a submarine. They also produce fertilizer. In other words, they take the nitrogen that plants need from the atmosphere and convert it into a form that plants can use. To summarize, cyanobacteria existed in a world that scientists estimate Allah created 3.5 or even 3.8 billion years ago and work like factories preparing the foundations for the existence of all other living things. Without cyanobacteria, without photosynthetic bacteria, we would be unable to obtain the oxygen we need from the atmosphere, and plants would be unable to find the nitrogen they need. And this gives us an important idea about the beginning of life. The fossils you see here, let us see them again, are a mass of rock made up of cyanobacteria that constitute the greatest outward cause behind our own existence. They date back 2.1 billion years. And by Allah's leave, thanks to the proteins produced by the DNA bestowed upon them by Allah, cyanobacteria perform both photosynthesis and nitrogen fixation, thus making our Earth capable of sustaining life, as well as establishing the necessary conditions for their own survival within their own cells. These creatures, cyanobacteria, can only have been created by a most superior force with sublime knowledge. They represent the basis for all living things, inshallah. And these are their fossil remains. The evolutionists' false claims, their imaginary mechanisms, have never, ever existed in the world. We are discussing one of the most important proofs provided by paleontology, and we're showing one of the greatest pieces of evidence, inshallah. All living things came into being at a single moment through creation by Allah, and have never undergone any changes since.